This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's James Steinberg.
You know, last week we had Ray Stanford on the show. Very outspoken guy who's amateur paleontologist and UFO investigator combined, working at both very successfully. It almost, I think, or pretty much reached a record in the number of episode downloads of any episode of the Paracast over the past over 8 years. Imagine that.
Well,
it was keeping our servers busy working overtime. Really good. Really good response to his appearance. And he posted a couple of items which I quoted in our forums. Responses to different issues. I think one significant one regarding the Socorro, New Mexico UFO. This is the insignia on the UFO. And some online commentator complained that Stanford made an erroneous claim or a false claim about the so-called change of the insignia in descriptions of the sighting. But we learn from documents that have already been revealed, plus all the references he provided, that was done by the government who investigated the case, suggesting they change that insignia so they wouldn't get fake cases.
As I think Dave Rudiak, who's a longtime investigator of the Skrull case, pointed out on the forums that, you know, Ray's once again has vindicated that his claims have been backed up by documentation. And, you know, what better place to find that than the National Archives with the film crew right there?
It's something where they didn't know what they would find until the information was presented to them. So right. It was a very happy surprise.
Yeah. I just really am pushing Ray as hard as I can. You know, you can't push Ray too hard. So I am urging him and supporting him to get his work out and publish it so that people can finally be shut up about their whining and complaining and not believing his claims. And, you know, again, the guy works at his own pace. Who are we to question it? He's not a young man. He knows that. And his analytical work that he's been working on pretty much since I've known him is just jaw-dropping. And someone like James Fox, who is a fairly up-to-speed guy, wouldn't spend eight days with someone unless there was something there. And, you know, I people call me an apologist for him, or they say I have drunk the Ray Kool-Aid, or I don't know how many other insults have been thrown in my direction over this whole Ray Stanford situation, but he's going to have the last laugh, and I'm sticking to my guns. I'm not some wet behind the ears idiot. I do have a bit of experience in this field myself, and I know the real thing when I see it, and I don't really care what anybody else thinks about that.
Part of the criticism is the fact that Ray and his brother, Rex, were involved with some of the contactees in the 50s, but they were teenagers then.
Right.
We outgrow our craziness as teenagers. At least most of us do.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go ahead and hold his feet to the fire of things that happened 40, 50 years ago. Sure. I mean, he's very talented. We've never really talked about his what some would call psychic abilities. For instance, the ability to detect and analyze traces of animals that existed, you know, 65 to 100 million years ago is uncanny. And I think there is some sort of extra ability that he has. His observational acuity is off the charts. And I think that, you know, a person with those kinds of sensitivities, I think when they're young and don't have a lot of the experience that you have once you've grown up, you know, that could impact your personality. It would definitely impact people around you. So you know, I think over the many years, he's tempered his enthusiasm and really focused on the scientific aspect of ufology as opposed to the organizations and the attempts to make friends and influence people, so to speak. So, you know, again, Ray's going to have the last laugh. I'm his biggest fan, and I'm really glad that there is an ever-increasing parade of very talented and high-powered people that are beating a path to his door and being shown some pretty amazing stuff.
Now, in our forums, if you go to forum.theparacast.com and check the thread called Ray Stanford, May 18, 2004 episode, there's also material there about this B-52 crash back in Texas, February 29th, 1968. It was reported by the AP, where eight people disappeared, and he talks about the UFO connection. And he also names the eight people who died, by the way, the people who were never found. And he has a lot of information, and in a subsequent post from David Rudiak, he amplifies and confirms what Ray wrote about it.
Yeah. And again, you know, this guy, he has an amazing ability to compartmentalize data in his head and file it away. The way he can rattle off names and dates and descriptions, you know, 40, 50 years after the fact is amazing to me. The guy is very, very sharp on the ball. He hasn't really lost any of his mental acuity. And I just, you know, I support his efforts, and I try to be there as much as I can. I try to, you know, push him to hurry up and finish this process so that I can be vindicated as well as him. I mean, I've really stuck my neck out here for him. I've not done this for anybody else in the field, really. And I really think that he is the most important person in ufology, and there's no question in my mind about that.
It's amazing, though. It makes me feel more encouraging and encouraged about people as they get older. He's, what, 77 years old?
Yep, almost, yeah.
Smart as a whip. I hope when I'm 77, I can do just as well. Let's move on to our guest today. Now, both guests, by the way, have been on the PowerCast before separately, but they make up two of the three authors behind a new book about what is considered one of the best documented UFO cases in history. Back in December 1980, the Rendlesham Forest Incident. The book is a hardcover, and by the way, it's from a major publisher, which is a division of St. Martin's Press. And you know, when you get a big publisher behind a UFO-oriented book, that's an event in and of itself.
Yeah.
It's a hardcover book. How many hardcover books are being published anymore? It's got regular thick paper, very well printed. Encounter in Rendlesham Forest. It's Nick Pope with John Burroughs and Jim Peniston. And both John and Nick will be on the show today. They've been on the PowerCast before separately. But we're really happy to have them together to get the latest insights about this case, because it still remains a very big point of speculation. There are many, many questions from our listeners for these two gentlemen. As you know, Nick Pope was doing UFO investigations for the Ministry of Defense in the UK. You know, he's like a counterpart of the late Edward Ruppelt in the United States, who worked with Project Blue Book. He was the UFO guy for a few years at the Ministry of Defense, helped getting all that information out. You know, they've released under the UK equivalent of the Freedom of Information Act a lot of cases, maybe not things with smoking guns, but a lot of UFO information has been revealed from the UK. Would that we had near as much in the US.
Well, I'm really looking forward to this. I've met both John and Nick, and the book is fascinating. I think we're going to find out some nice, some new information here that most people don't know about the case.
Now, I realize some of you are new to the PowerCast and certainly new to UFO lore, so very likely you haven't heard much about this case. In fact, we'll summarize it quickly for people who are not familiar with Rendlesham that much. But we're going to run right into the new stuff. Stuff they haven't heard before. We'll also focus on your questions. That's John Burroughs, Nick Pope. The book is Encounter, in Rendlesham Forest. More to come. You're in
the Paracast.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TechNightOwl for a special discount.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
The book is Encounter in Rendlesham Forest. It's a high-quality hardcover book, and that in this day and age is almost amazing, because everything is what they call trade paperback with the soft covers and everything. So Nick Pope and John Burroughs are with us. Nick, you got to be lucky that you got such a high quality book accepted by a major publisher.
Well, I think
it was a mixture of good fortune, but also hard work, both on the part of John, Jim, myself, and our literary agent back in the UK, Andrew Lowney. And we did very much take the view that, yes, in a world littered with self-published, as you say, soft-cover trade paperbacks, we wanted to go with a mainstream publisher. We wanted this book to get into Barnes & Noble, all the big stores. And for that reason, we went with Thomas Dunn Books, which is part of St. Martin's Press, which in turn is part of the giant Macmillan Group, one of the so-called big six in the publishing industry. And it was important to us that we do that for precisely the reason that we wanted this not just to be a niche UFO and paranormal book, but something that was a breakout title into the mainstream.
Now, I should tell you that the first book publisher I worked with was a division of Macmillan. This is about 20 years ago. So somewhat familiar with them. And it looks like, you know, they got a publicist working on this title with you. This is really terrific. And I know you guys have been really restricting the interviews, and I'm glad you're spending extra time with us. Nick, let me start here with the case. Now, we have this mixed audience. Most of you have heard about Rendlesham. Some have not. Maybe give us a very brief overview for this first segment, the remaining, you know, 6 or 7 minutes, the essence of the case, and then we'll get into the details and the new stuff, okay?
Sure. Well, I think what impressed me when I first came across this case at the Ministry of Defense, where I worked for 21 years, but 3 years on their UFO project, this was clearly the biggest, most compelling, and generally most interesting case in our files. It took place over a series of nights in December 1980 and involved not just lights in the sky, but a structured craft of some sort, which, as you'll hear from John, he and Jim got extremely close to, in a way that I think most witnesses who see UFOs just for a few seconds in the distance don't get to experience. And what was, I think, particularly compelling about this is that John and Jim weren't the only witnesses. I mean, in all, at the twin bases of Bentwaters and Woodbridge, where this took place. Now, these are American bases on British soil. There were probably many, many dozen witnesses, including the deputy base commander, Lieutenant Colonel Charles Holt. The UFO was tracked on radar. The UFO left physical traces in terms of indentations on the ground, scorch marks on the tree, and particularly interesting, radiation levels, which were taken with a Geiger counter and assessed subsequently, not just by the US Air Force, but by the British Ministry of Defense, where the defense intelligence staff essentially said that these levels of radiation seemed significantly higher than background. And again, the thing that makes all of this stand out is this isn't just John and Jim's recollections. There is an audit trail of verifiable documents, government documents, the provenance of which is not disputed, actually backing up everything that we say. So, for example, when I talk about the defense intelligence staff and the radiation levels, you can go to the back of the book, you can see the document that I'm talking about, and indeed, as I say, the provenance of these documents are not disputed. They're also lodged at the National Archives in the UK on the Ministry of Defense website. So all in all, this is a multiple witness encounter where the vast majority of these witnesses are trained military personnel and where there's physical evidence. And I think for that reason, this case is almost what I call a perfect storm of ufology.
John, very briefly, because you did discuss this on the Paracast previously, you suffered some various injuries or an illness which may be related to the radiation factor, right?
Yeah, my vision and heart, and since I've been on last time, it got really bad. I've had to have surgery on my valve, had it replaced. I've got a pacemaker defibrillator. And what's also interesting is when this whole thing got out of hand, tried to get my military records from my civilian doctor, and it was denied by the DOD and the VA. I can say this, it appears that my records, my medical records are classified. So they won't release my records for first my civilian doctor, then my VA doctors to work with. He also filing for disability, they won't release him. So my records seem to be locked down.
Oh, boy. Just let me ask you parenthetically, because there's this big brouhaha now about the way the VA is treating veterans. Have you found problems with the VA beyond the fact that you can't get your medical records?
Well, I mean, the gist of it is everything that's being said is factual. The wait times are terrible. When I went down a couple of weeks ago when Senator McCain had his press conference, I had a guy sit right next to me that's having the same problem I am, in that his records are either being held back or some of them that he did get a hold of through a lawyer are redacted. So, yeah, the VA's got terrible wait lines. Not every facility in the country, but quite a few of them, they do. There clearly is, you know, they were doing the list and, you know, people were, as they put out, appeared to be dying from it. So, yeah, there's a big problem in the VA besides me alone. And that's clear. But what makes it even harder is when you run a case across like mine or other people that have either been involved in something that's classified or working around classified weapons, they can't even get their records for their doctors to understand how to treat them from their illnesses, which can lead to cancer and a lot of other things.
Well, certainly if there's radiation and look what you have undergone. Is there an excuse given by the authorities for keeping your records a secret other than this is top secret information? Don't they care about the health and welfare of people who serve this country?
They won't answer Senator McCain. They won't answer FOIAs. They won't answer whether they've even sent. There's a division set up. It's called Special Operations. And you can apply. And that's what Senator Kyle tried to do before he retired. Senator McCain's doing it now. They won't even answer if they've even applied or if my records are classified for sure. They just keep giving us the runaround. So, yeah, there is supposedly some protocol set up, but they don't want to answer it. And they even lied to Senator McCain when he asked for all the stuff they used originally to deny my disability. They only gave him part of it, and we reapplied for it. They sent some more, but they won't answer FOIA as far as how much do they have, if any of it's classified or redacted, and what is actually the laws they have to operate by. And ultimately, I've already spoke to one lawyer, and I'm possibly going to move forward if they deny my second appeal, is the fact that these are my records, and they don't have legal right to hold them back from.
I would think also, if you're suffering irreparable harm, because a doctor can't get the records, can't look at your medical history, can't get a full picture of your condition, you know, you have a heck of a lawsuit there, I would think. I mean, we don't want that to happen. Obviously, you know, I've met John Burroughs. He spent some time in my house when he did the last episode of the Paracast that he appeared on. He's a great guy. Why would anybody want to hurt this fellow? I'll tell you, or anyone who's impacted by these VA and government issues. Okay, folks, our guests are John Burroughs and Nick Pope. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and floating phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO at WebTV.net. That's MrUFO at WebTV.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration.
filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned in to the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
Here on the Paracast with Gene and Chris, we have John Burroughs and Nick Pope. The book is Encounter in Rendlesham Forest. Understand this is not being a political show. The fact is here that in order to understand the impact of the case, we have to look into how it hurt the health of John Burroughs. And therefore, we get involved in the politics because that's what it's all about. Okay. Now, John, obviously here, if they're holding things back and they're secret, obviously there are things about this case they don't want the public to know.
Yeah, that's pretty clear. I mean, like I said, when I got sick the first time, and I was seeing civilian doctors, he was perplexed. He knew I had a heart issue, but he couldn't figure out why. He asked me when I first started having the problem, and I says, back in the military, and I gave him a brief description. You know, right after something happened to me, I started getting sick. Then they did the diagnosis, you know, as far as that I had mitral valve prolapse, and they did an echo and all that other stuff. And he says, well, for me, I need to see the initial symptoms to maybe have a better idea. And they're holding it back. So there's speculation by different people on why, but ultimately they don't want that part of when I got sick first. And in some of the stuff even now with the going on with the VA, some of my stuff is tied up in a system where I can't even get it. I've asked for it and they won't give it to me. And a couple of my initial doctors, you have to go through steps to go to a cart specialist. They can't even see it. It's in the VISTA system, which is twofold. It's a paperless system they're working on, but it also goes to the DOD. So even some of my VA doctors don't have access to my heart condition itself and the echoes and everything else, and even some of the surgery stuff.
Now, is there anything about your condition that doctors who examine you have said is unusual? I mean, it's not unusual for people to have heart conditions.
Well, one of the things that was brought up is that mitral valve is something that's there, but both of my leaflets were damaged, and I can't remember how you pronounce them. I just call them front and back. The back one's usually never damaged, and a mitral valve. That one was shredded, and it was mentioned that they've never seen anything like that. And there is stuff out there that's been uncovered, including there was an article written in a medical journal in January stating that that kind of damage is usually caused by radiation.
Now, parenthetically, Nick Pope, maybe you recall this. Did you ever study the Cash Landrum case in the U.S.?
Yeah, this was something that was apparent to John Jim and I very quickly when we started trying to put the Rendlesham Forest incident into its wider geopolitical context. Was the coincidence, if indeed you believe that's what it is, that really a matter of hours after the second well-known encounter in Rendlesham Forest, i.e. the one involving Colonel Holt, as well as a number of witnesses, and John indeed was part of that second encounter too. But the Cash Landrum case took place just so close in terms of time to Rendlesham, and both cases involved the apparent irradiation of the witnesses, that one can't help but think, you know, what the connection might be there. Was this the same object? Is there some other connection in terms of what governments, be it the American or the British government, know? We're not sure, but certainly we're aware of this extraordinary coincidence.
Yeah, that leads to an interesting question. Many people who have studied the Cash Landrum case have come to the conclusion that this could have been some sort of perhaps a black project of the United States military. And one of our listeners who has posted questions at forum.theparacast.com asked the question, is there evidence to suggest that the Rendlesham Forest incident could simply have been the testing of a secret military aircraft or weapon?
Well, I'm pretty skeptical of that theory. I mean, I think it's taken as a given that at any time there will be a number of black projects, secret prototype aircraft, spy planes, drones, flying around, being tested. Sometimes they'll have gone operational, but you won't see at the air shows for 10, maybe 15 years. There is a huge gap, in other words, between what's going on in the research and development world and the testing world and what's publicly declared. Now, we considered, obviously, very carefully the state of aviation technology in 1980 when this occurred. And, you know, if this had been some prototype aircraft or drone, you would expect around about 10, 15 years downstream, it would be publicly declared, here it is, just as happened with, say, stealth, for example. This is some new piece of kit that we've got, but we haven't seen anything which seems remotely close yet in either shape or capability in terms of speed and maneuverability to what was actually encountered in Rendlesham Forest. So that's one of the reasons I'm skeptical about that. I mean, the other reason is that I obviously, through my Ministry of Defense job, have a pretty good working knowledge or had when I was in of what's out there. And I'm sure Jim and John, too, have their own hands-on experience with having served in the U.S. Air Force. So, yes, of course, we certainly considered that possibility, but we've not been able to turn up any aircraft or drone that would match what was actually encountered.
As a practical matter, Nick, though, wouldn't the U.S. government contact people with the Ministry of Defense and give them a heads up if something was being tested, even if it was secret? They'd contact the right authorities so they wouldn't be surprised. They'd be prepared for it.
Yes, indeed. There is a well-established diplomatic clearance procedure for overflights, for testing, and even if a nation is not briefed on the full capabilities of a craft, if it's something new, you would still put in what's called a diplomatic clearance, and say, you know, this is we have something coming through. So yeah, again, that's yet another reason why the idea that this was some secret prototype aircraft or drone doesn't really match.
John, let's go back to the case where you came very close to the opposite.
Can I bring up something first? And I'd like
Sure, go ahead, please.
To talk a little bit about it. The book itself goes into a lot of different things. Nick touched on it earlier, and I think we've done a couple interviews where we've never really gotten around to it. But Nick was involved in a project called Project Condyne, which is in the book. And within the project, which is not well known, but it is in the book, is the fact that the MOD documents that were declassified admitted that we were exposed to a phenomenon, and it involved a phenomenon that is real, and it involves radiation. So I defer to Nick that I think I'd like to hear him talk a little bit about that to the listeners, because there is something out there that's in the record that is military documents that show what very well we could have encountered and what other people have had encounters with.
Nick, you're on.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very glad John brought that up, because I think we regard it actually as one of the most important bits in the book. The Project Condyne was essentially an intelligence study into the UFO phenomenon commissioned by the Ministry of Defense's defense intelligence staff, but this was so sensitive that it was not even handled in the MOD, but it was farmed out to a defense contractor by means of an existing contract, so that there wouldn't even be a paper trail for the placing of the contract. And when the final report was declassified, and when I say declassified, this is one of the highest levels of paperwork in terms of classification that the UFO community has ever really encountered. It was secret UK eyes only. And the final report ran to 468 pages. And I think, as is often the case, the UFO community perhaps missed a few things through focusing on the executive summary. Certainly the media missed a few things.
Let's go into that in our next segment. What areas of that report that they missed? We have Nick Pope, John Burroughs, two of the three people responsible for Encounter in Rendlesham Forest. More to come with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Classic science fiction at its best. Available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Hello, this is Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We have John Burroughs, Nick Pope joining us together for the first time on the Paracast with Gene and Chris. Nick, at the end of the last segment, you were talking about this report where the UFO community was looking at the talking points, the introduction, the summaries, but not the information that amplified on it. Could you tell us more?
Certainly, and with apologies for a fairly long reference.
But that's okay.
In the final report, if you go to Volume 2, Annex F of Working Paper 1, and then you look under the heading non-ionizing EM effects on humans and EM field from a plasma, you'll actually find the following quote, and I'll read this verbatim. Okay, well, if you'll allow me to just read this quote verbatim, because I think it's very important. It reads as follows. The well-reported Rendlesham Forest / Bentwaters event is an example where it might be postulated that several observers were probably exposed to UAP radiation for longer than normal UAP sighting periods. There may be other cases which remain unreported. It's clear that the recipients of these effects are not aware that their behavior / perception of what they are observing is being modified. Now, I should say that this is little short of sensational. This is a British government document, which at the time was stamped secret UK eyes only. And here it is, the UK Ministry of Defence effectively saying, we believe that the Rendlesham Forest witnesses were probably irradiated.
What bothers me more, Nick, in hearing that quote, is that they know there is radiation that is sent forth from these objects, and they're warning against, obviously, prolonged exposure of some sort. In other words, UFOs are dangerous to your health, but they're not making public this warning.
Yeah, I think it depends, of course, on the time of exposure and the level of the radiation. Now, if you look at Colonel Holt's report, you'll see that he's, and I spoke to Monroe Nevels, by the way, just the other day. Again, he was someone whose input into the book is very important. He was the disaster preparedness officer who Colonel Holt took with him into the forest on the second time that the UFO came back, and he said that this was beta radiation and not gamma. So to one extent, that's a good thing. But
what does that
really
mean for regular people?
The layperson's explanation, and I'm not a scientist myself, is that it is simply less dangerous. But clearly, the Ministry of Defense, having made at the time the assessment that the radiation levels seem significantly higher than background, and then in Project Condyne saying, yes, these observers were probably exposed to UAP radiation for longer than normal UAP sighting periods, that should have been briefed back to the U.S. Air Force. And, of course, it should have fed into John and Jim's quest to obtain their military medical records, because it's all relevant. But I think what's absolutely key here is the fact that, on the one hand, the U.S. government public position is, we're not interested in UFOs and we don't investigate them and haven't since 1969 when Project Blue Book was carried out. And on the other hand, the British government is saying, hey, in 1980, these U.S. military personnel were exposed to radiation from this UFO. And it, by the way, UAP, in Ministry of Defense term, is simply UFO. It is unidentified aerial phenomena, but we felt it was a more scientific term, and it was the term we used internally.
That raises a bigger question. Are there other cases you've looked into where people getting in close proximity to a UFO for any period suffered any radiation effects?
No, I've not come across anything except the Cash Landrum case. But just going back to the point about the radiation, I should say, and I'll hand back perhaps to John on this because he's been far more involved than I. What is extremely interesting about Project Condyne is that while the final report has been declassified and released, albeit, of course, in a redacted version, many of the working papers, many of the highly technical and scientific working papers that went into informing this study have not been released. And John, as we speak, is actively involved in a campaign to try and unlock these withheld documents from the Ministry of Defense. And, of course, on the one hand, everyone is banding around this phrase. If you ask the Ministry of Defense about UFOs, they'll come out with this glib soundbite, no defense significance. And yet, behind the scenes, some of these documents are still being withheld under the exemptions that cover categories such as defense, national security, and intelligence. So we have a disconnect here.
Indeed we do. John, you have some insights before we go on?
Yes. Some of the things that are going on right now is, number one, the MOD has admitted that they're holding back other files for further release. And it was public perception that they had released everything they had. You really need to go into these papers and look at them because it goes into details. If you look at the gist of the initial report, and I think Nick can even add more to this, it's kind of dumbed down possible weather phenomenon. But when you go into certain areas and certain things, it'll say there's a phenomena. It's irrefutable. The fact that there's been interaction with this phenomena with aircraft, possibly leading to aircraft being brought down. There's all kinds of stuff in there. Now, do we want to categorize this as dangerous? That's questionable. Yes, it's clear that we had an interaction with something and we've had health issues from it, but that still doesn't mean it's dangerous. And also, there's more questions need to be asked of where is it coming from, how's it getting here, if it's coming from somewhere else, and some of these other things. There are things in there that open up other things, but the report itself has been kept quiet overall, and that report really needs to be dug into deeper by the scientific community, and more questions need to be asked. And when I have asked certain questions, what's very interesting is at the end of the day, they claim none of this is of defense significance, but there's certain areas that are redacted, and when you ask them about them, they say they're being withheld for defense purposes.
So they're talking out both sides of their mouth.
Yes, they are. They're talking
typical government behavior.
Double speak. Right. This is not defense significance. It's stuff that's still redacted. Every single thing that I've asked to have that stuff sent to me now or clarification on, they've went ahead and said that, that they will not release it because it's of defense nature, defense, offensive, defensive, different things, and they categorize just differently. On top of the fact, these files that supposedly are being held back, they won't even give them to me. They say they have to be redacted first, and they'll be released within the next year to year and a half. So, again, I think there's more things that Nick can cover on this because he knows that report better than I do overall. I'm still breaking it down and still working on it. But there's a lot to this, and this is important.
Let me go back to the original incident for a moment, John, just to clarify a few things. Okay. Right. Now, you came up close to the UFO. I recall you touched it. Am I wrong?
I didn't touch it. Jim did.
Jim did.
Right.
Okay. Did he suffer similar symptoms?
Jim has been pretty closed mouth about problems he had, but he did say he's had some medical issues. I believe I've heard him talk briefly about he did have a heart problem afterwards. He's had some vision, vertigo, and stuff like that problems. But he's been more, you know, close to the cuff on exactly what his problems were. So,
how long were you exposed to the UFO, meaning you were close to it?
All I remember is getting close to it, and then it was gone. We had some missing time, which was 45 minutes,
right,
and stuff. So we could have been around it, you know, up to 45 minutes, possibly.
Did you ever submit yourself to hypnotic regression to try to figure out if you could recover some of those lost memories?
Yes, I've gone under hypnosis on more than one occasion.
And what have you determined?
Well, the hypnosis is very disturbing to me because there are a lot of things that come out under hypnosis just by asking a question that I don't remember, but under hypnosis things start to become clearer. And I like to stress this. Under hypnosis, it's clear there was an interaction both on the first and the third night. It was with what I call the phenomena, and there was all kinds of strange things that went on.
Oh, boy. I want to ask 100 questions about that. And so
I'm sure you do.
Well, let me get into this in a moment because we have to do our break.
Right.
John Burroughs, U.S. Air Force retired, joining us with Nick Pope. Both are authors of Encounter in Rendlesham Forest. John has just raised the point of interactions with the phenomenon. More questions with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast. A little laugh, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.